नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस।
In case you missed it, former naval officer Kulbhushan Jadhav, who is on death row in Pakistan for allegedly spying for India, met his family members in Islamabad in a carefully choreographed event. The meeting lasted nearly 40 minutes, but Jadhav and his wife and mother were separated by a glass screen and only spoke through an intercom device. Pakistan said it could not allow physical contact due to security implications. The meeting, Jadhav's first with his family since his arrest in March last year, took place at the heavily guarded Foreign Affairs Ministry building and came after months of representation from both nations after the International Court of Justice stayed his execution in May. Adityanath also came in for praise from Prime Minister Narendra Modi for shrugging off the superstition. Those who entertain such superstitions have no right to be the Chief Minister, PM Modi said. A Dalit family was compelled to cremate a dead family member outside their house after upper caste locals allegedly did not allow them to use the village crematorium in Bhind, Madhya Pradesh. A BJP MLA from Rajasthan has said that those who indulge in cow smuggling and slaughter will be killed. Mera to seedha seedha kehna hai ki gau taskari aur gau kashi karoge to tum hi maroge. If you smuggle and slaughter cows, you will be killed. Gyandev Ahuja, the BJP MLA from Alwar's Ramgarh, told reporters. Union Minister Anant Kumar Hegde has again stoked a controversy, saying those who consider themselves secular and intellectual do not have their own identity, and they were also unaware of their parentage. The menace of chain snatching in Delhi hasn't even spared the first secretary of India's permanent mission to the United Nations, N.M. Gambhir. At home in Delhi on a vacation, she was out for a walk on Saturday night when two bike-borne men drove away after snatching her mobile phone in Rohini. Agree or disagree? Ironically, in all these years, it has taken a politician in saffron robes to defy the curse of Noida in his first year in office. And Yogi Adityanath has, to the discomfiture of Babu Neta Nexus, promised to return and keep a close watch on the developments here. Will skeletons of graft now cease to stink?
That's all for today's News18.com's Daybreak, and do stay with us for tomorrow's News18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve upon, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.